We've got Pitbull tickets. Pitbull playing the Main Savings Amphitheater September 14th. If you have not been there recently, by the way, up in Bangor, man, it has got to be one of the best venues in New England to see a concert at. Yeah, they've upgraded all the stuff, beautiful seats and all that. Anyway, it's Pitbull on September 14th. If you can correctly fill in the blank on this headline I saw, okay? Fill in the blank on this headline. It says, hold on, let me make sure I'm saying this the right way. Blank is quickly becoming extinct in schools. Okay.
Ooh, I have a guess.
Okay.
I could be right.
I'm going to say, yeah, blank is quickly becoming extinct in schools.
Ooh, I want to see if I'm right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you will.
I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
Am I right? I'm
right. I'm not going to tell you.
I think I am.
Okay. 79 Coast, 792-6278. Okay, if you're the first person with the right answer, then you score a pair of tickets to see Pitbull.
Fireball.
Okay, 79 Coast, 792-6278. That'll be fun. Outside.
Oh my God! When
in
they
September,
play Fireball,
oh, look, the whole place.
He better play it for 20 minutes. He just better repeat.
I wonder if he closes with that.
I bet.
If I were Pitbull, I would close with Fireball.
Totally.
Yeah. And I wonder if they have like a Fireball special.
Yeah, like everyone gets a nip and like don't open it. I mean, that has to be, I would go just for the Fireball like that.
Right?
And oh my God.
Okay, let's see if we can get a winner here. And we'll, more importantly, see if Kelly's answer is right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Blank is quickly becoming extinct in schools. All right, you get the first guess. What's your name?
My name's Jen.
Hi, Jen. What's your guess?
Cursive.
Cursive.
Oh.
What was, do you want to say your guess?
Chalk.
Chalk. Jen's right.
No way. Good job, Jen.
It's, wow. Yeah. I thought that was going to take a little longer.
Wow.
Yeah, Jen. Cursive is becoming extinct in schools. And, I'm dying to know. So now that we got a winner, first of all, congratulations. You're going to Pitbull.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, have a great time. Up in Bangor, the Main Savings Amphitheater. On September,
awesome.
What is that? September 14th.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have kids, Jen?
Awesome. I do not.
You do not. Do you think? Well, I'm dying. Hang on one sec. We got to get your info, but don't hang up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. I'm dying to know if cursive is still taught.
Wyatt's learning. Wyatt learned cursive.
He did. Okay.
This year, hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it. So I don't know how like deep they get into it.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it was this year. But he did it. He didn't love it. He found it really difficult. But
can any teachers call or text us and let us know? 792-6278. Well, yeah, there's that. Someone texted their guess. Intelligence is going extinct.
Oh.
Well,
shade.
Yeah, a little shade.
Oh, my goodness.
Obviously not directed at the teachers. I hope not. And if it is, then you're a jerk face and you're probably the dumb one. I'm just saying. Okay, someone texted, I'm a third grade teacher. I teach cursive.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is still being taught. Yeah. And I'm curious what the purpose is.
Good call.
You know?
Maybe just to have it, just to know
it. It helps you write faster.
Well, you need to have your signature.
And that's how you learn how to write your signature.
But like, other than your signature, what else would you ever have to write cursive for?
Oh, someone texted, cursive is not part of our curriculum in our school.
Hmm.
But some teachers still teach it.
Yeah.
But it's not part of the required
curriculum. Yeah, and that's
curriculum.
What I mean. Maybe they don't delve too deep. They do it a couple times, and then they're like, all right.
You know. Yeah, that's enough of that. Good morning. Who's this?
Sarah.
What's your name?
Sarah.
It sounded like kind of like you went blah blah.
Yeah.
You sound like actually one of the Charlie Brown teachers. So are you a teacher, Sarah?
Yes.
And do you teach cursive?
Not anymore. No.
Wow.
Hmm.
What grade do you teach?
Second
grade. Okay. So you used to. When did you stop teaching cursive?
Well, I taught cursive about 10 years ago when I taught third grade.
Okay.
But the school no longer teaches it.
Wow, and your school doesn't. Okay, a lot of people are saying third grade. It must be third grade.
Maybe I'm two years late.
Well, it could just be different.
Third grade.
Wyatt's school. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Sarah. Hey, what is the? Do you know the purpose of cursive? Was it just something that people are supposed to know, or was there like a reason?
Well, I think it connects to search different intelligences in your brain, but also it's a faster way of writing.
Right. It's a faster way of writing, and maybe it connects with connecting letters together and stuff.
Hmm. And now kids can't even read letters that are in cursive.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
I guess that's the other thing, too. That's the other important part. Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Well, Sarah, thank you for calling, and thank you for teaching.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, thanks.
Sarah.
See you later. Wow. Huh. That's crazy, isn't
it?
Yeah.
I can see. I mean, there's so much other things they need to learn, too.
Yeah.
Right? So it's
But it is a basic thing that and being able to read it. Because
think of a lot
of old texts that are important, that are historical, are written in cursive. Imagine looking at the Declaration of Independence and not being able to read it.
Being like, what language is that?
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's important.
Interesting. All right. Well, anyway, we got to get Jen's info.
Okay.
Because she's going to see Pitbull. We'll have another pair of tickets tomorrow, and I believe they go on sale tomorrow. Again, the date on that is September 14th at the Main Savings Amphitheater.